Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Story Pirates, kids write stories. We act them out and kids write more.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. I'm Lee Overtree.
And I'm Mindy Thomas from SiriusXM's Kids Place Live.
Story Pirates take stories written by elementary school kids and we turn them into awesome sketch comedy and musical theater. And on this podcast, we're going back into the archives to play you some of our favorite stories. Mindy, tell us about today's story.
Well, today we're going back to March of 2012, where the Story Pirates encouraged our kid listeners to write stories about totally made-up products. And we got so many great stories that day. We had the raccoon sensor.
We had Stretcha Undies.
The Aquabus.
We had the Everletti pencil.
And today we're going to play for you a story that was written by a first grader who goes to the Sycamore School in Indianapolis, Indiana. Her name is Charlotte Thompson, and she wrote a story about a product she invented called the Dolly Magic Machine.
But before we play you Story Pirate's adaptation of Charlotte's story, here's Story Pirate Peter McNerney reading the original story that Charlotte sent us. Peter, take it away.
Thanks, Lee. And here is Charlotte Thompson's The Dolly Magic Machine. Samantha Smith was watching TV when her older brother Sam Smith came in and said, "Let's enjoy watching commercials." When the commercials came on, the announcer said, "Buy the ultimate Dolly Magic Machine. Comes with free Dolly. Amazing fun for your friends." So Samantha begged her parents for it, but they said, "Samantha, please, you have too many toys." Samantha told her parents that if you bought it, she would pay them back. So her parents bought it. For 2 months, she worked and finally paid it back. But after 2 months, her friends got bored and never gave up. She never told secrets. She always had fun. Her friends watched. The end. And now, here's the Story Pirates adaptation of The Dolly Magic Machine.
Hi, I'm Samantha Smith, and I'm about to sit down and watch some TV.
Hey, Samantha.
Hey, older brother Sam.
Are the commercials on yet? I'm getting really into commercials.
Sure, have a seat.
Great, let's enjoy some commercials.
It's the Dolly Magic Machine!
The Dolly Magic Machine, Magic Machine!
Boring, I'm changing the channel.
Wait, I want to see this.
Buy the ultimate Dolly Magic Machine! Comes with a free Dolly! Amazing fun for your friends! On sale now!
The Dolly Magic Machine, Magic Machine!
Sam, did you see that?
Yeah?
It was amazing! It was incredible! And I need one now! I'm telling Mom and Dad about it! Hey, Mom! Dad!
What is it, Samantha?
What are you all worked up about?
I just saw the most amazing commercial for the Dolly Magic Machine! It's amazing! It's incredible! And I need one now!
Samantha. You already have so many toys.
Fine! If I can't get that Dolly magic machine, I'll hold my breath until I turn blue and pass out!
Samantha, stop it.
Samantha, what is so amazing about this toy? What does it even do?
Let me tell you about it. It is so amazing that I don't know what it does exactly. All I know is that I need it. I've wanted it for as long as I can remember.
But you didn't even know it existed until 2 minutes ago.
Well, that's as far back as I care to remember. I need that Dolly magic machine. I'll die without it.
All for crying out loud, Samantha.
I knew those acting lessons were a mistake.
Samantha, let's look online to see how much this toy is.
We're getting it?
That's not what we said. We are going to look at it.
All right, I'm searching for it now. Here it is. Whoa!
I know, it's breathtaking, isn't it?
No, that was a whoa, as in, whoa, that's a lot of money. This Dolly magic machine is extremely expensive.
No, but it comes with a free dolly.
I'm sorry, Samantha, we just can't do it right now.
But, okay, what if I paid you back for it?
Samantha, it would take a very long time for you to pay us back.
I'll do it! I'll work! I'll get the money, I promise! Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please!
Really, Samantha?
Yes!
Really, Samantha?
Yes! Seriously, yes!
Samantha, excuse us. We're going into the other room to have
a parent huddle.
So, what do you think?
I think I want hamburgers for dinner.
Yes, I was thinking the exact same thing.
Should we go out or make them here?
Oh, let's go out.
Oh, cool. That'll be fun. Sounds great.
Great, let's go.
Oh, wait. What about this whole Dolly machine thing?
Sure. Let's see if she can do it.
All right. All right, Samantha, you can get the Dolly magic machine.
If you really work to pay us back.
Oh, I will. Thank you, Mo.
Sure thing, honey. Now, if you'll excuse me, Daddy's going to take out a second mortgage to pay for this toy.
Wow, honey. Look at Samantha work to pay off that Dolly magic machine.
I know. She's been working for almost 2 months now.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad.
Oh, hello, Sam.
Oh, how was your shift at the auto plant?
Awesome. Hey, Samantha, want to enjoy some commercials?
Can't talk. Working.
Oh, okay. See ya.
Hello?
Hi, Miss Samantha's mom. I'm Samantha's friend, Tabby. Is it okay if we play together?
Why, sure, Samantha.
Can't play. Working.
Oh, okay. Wow, look at her work.
I know.
Well, this is pretty boring. See ya.
Samantha?
Can't talk!
But Samantha...
Can't!
Samantha!
Huh.
What?
You did it, Samantha!
You worked off all that money!
I did it! Sure, my friends got bored, but I never gave up. I never told secrets. I always had fun! While my friends watched, I, Samantha Smith, did it!
Great job!
So, do you want to play with your Dolly magic machine now?
Actually, I'm pretty tired. I'm just gonna go watch commercials with Sam.
Hey, Samantha, check this one out.
Now in stores, throw away your old Dolly magic machine, because here comes the Dolly magic machine 2.0!
The Dolly magic machine, magic machine!
Brother.
The end.
And now Leo Vertree speaks with the author herself, Charlotte Thompson.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
Charlotte, can you tell us where you are right now?
I am in the middle of my living room.
And where do you live?
I live in Indianapolis.
Charlotte, how old are you?
9.
And what grade are you in?
3rd.
And how do you like 3rd grade?
Awesome. Except for the dissections.
The what?
Dissections.
What are you dissecting?
A spiny-tailed dogfish.
What was that like?
Fish smelled disgusting.
That sounds really crazy.
Yeah.
How was your day today? What did you do?
Well, I had a swim meet.
And how was your swim meet?
Well, I got disqualified on my first event, but I came in last in my second event.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Can I ask you a couple questions about your story?
Sure.
How did you get the inspiration for your story?
I have this baby doll named Dolly, and I really love her, so that's what gave me the inspiration.
What does the Dolly Magic Machine do?
I don't really know. It's just a really fantastic made-up machine that comes with a free dolly.
I love that the girl, Samantha, in the story really, really wants the Dolly Magic Machine so bad.
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted something like that so bad?
Well, just don't like sitting for long periods of time, and then I'm like, I really want a book.
A book, did you say?
Yes, I love to read.
What do you think about commercials in general?
Well, I prefer to just watch the program if they're in the middle of a program I really like. Otherwise, I don't really mind because I wasn't so intrigued in the program.
Awesome. Do you remember when the Story Pirates performed your story, all those noises that were going on in the background while Samantha paid her parents back?
Yeah.
What was the work that you think she was doing?
Well, it sounded like she was vacuuming, plus building something, and maybe she was even washing the dishes.
If you had to make up right now what she was building, what do you think she would be building?
A giant, you can get inside, penguin.
That's so cool. I think I want one of those things.
Me too. Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be getting it anytime soon.
But maybe you and I can save up and get it sometime.
Well, first we would need some wood to actually build it.
And we probably need a hammer and some nails in order to put the wood together, right?
Yeah.
Do you like penguins?
Yes.
Are they your favorite animal? Why do you like penguins?
I just think they're so human-like. We can fly without an airplane. We can swim, and I just think they're really cute.
Those are the best reasons for liking a penguin that I've ever heard.
Thanks.
So also in your story, it says she never told secrets. Do you know what secrets she never told?
Well, maybe she never told them that. Secretly, she had to do this to earn, to pay her parents back.
Oh, she never told her friends that?
Maybe.
I love how much of your story makes me use my imagination.
Yeah, I really like making up stuff and using my imagination.
Oh, that is so cool. Charlotte, is there anything else you want to tell me?
I want to tell you that I am really glad that you considered having me do this interview.
Do you have any advice for kids out there that want to write a story?
Yeah. Use your imagination. And don't be afraid to use your creativity.
That is really great advice. Charlotte, thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. Special thanks to Charlotte's mom, Lee, and to Sirius XM Radio. If you want to see Story Pirates live, we'll be in Pasadena, California on December 7th. You can find info and tickets for all of our shows in New York and Los Angeles on our website, storypirates.org. With the holidays coming up, be sure to pick up some Story Pirates t-shirts, sweatshirts, and other gear for your family and friends. Now through December 15th, get 15% off online orders when you use the code PODCAST at storypirates.org/store. Remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next time.
It's just a really fantastic made-up machine that comes with a free dolly.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter! Why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.